right, my friends, welcome back. We're now going to consider the chapter From Law to Grace, Love as a Free Gift. A driving concern of Paul is the idea that in Christ we have been liberated. And if we go back of many episodes ago, Sarah stated this very thing. So we're finally coming to her idea that, you know, we're liberated, that Paul, you know, that we're liberated from the law. Jesus' opening words of his ministry, Luke 4:17, indicates his thesis statement, our Lord's thesis statement. Liberation, freedom founded in a relationship with our Heavenly Father shown in both his words and deeds. So we have two traps. So Paul's going to talk about two traps. Two vices opposed to this precious Christian freedom. One of excess, which would one could, let's put it under the title of law. And one of deficiency, let's put that under the title of flesh, our wounded nature. And again, I go back to Aristotle. Whenever I talk about virtue advice, he's very helpful for that. Flesh is easy to see. That would be the abscess. So the absence. The flesh is easy. A good examination of conscience. God helps in this regard. Our chief weapon in fighting this battle against our wounded nature, human nature, and against the principalities of evil is the armor of Christ. And I did a show with Mike on Ephesians 6, so that's fine. But here, we want to focus here on the second trap. Not so easy, often easy to detect, and that is the law, where rules replaced by grace, aided by the Holy Spirit. Apart from the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, we lapse into rigidity and Jansenism. Remember that error, heresy is a manifestation of the trap of the law. Law posits, as does Jansenism, that it is our works, our efforts that merit salvation. Salvation is a totally, that, and that's a profound error. So salvation is a totally free gift on the part of God. Our Father condescends to help us when we could not help ourselves. Salvation is both free and undeserved.
Yeah, you can see, you know, if we go back to, you know, this concept of St. Thomas Aquinas or Aristotle, that grace builds on nature, right? That grace builds on nature and perfects it. We also see that the vices that come with the law, even in just human law, you know, this attempt to control a disease by controlling man's behavior has proven to be a radical failure. I mean, we will look back on this time at some point. I don't know where we're going to go as a result of this. Will we fall further into Marxism and socialism and communism? I don't know. I mean, because people can be very, very ignorant and headstrong and not want to admit their failures. But at some point in history, we are going, in the future, we're going to look back at this time of history and recognize that we tried to control the movement of the air by the movement of the body. I mean, and we are so small. It's the same thing where if we think that we can control the climate of the earth by throwing away something appropriately, right? I mean, we have this disconnect between our value, right? And the significant impact that we can have on an overarching issue, when really the only thing that God has really given us freedom of movement in, right, and freedom of correction is within the self. I think G.K. Chesterton said, you know, when asked what's wrong with the world, he said, me, right, or I am, right, something like that. And so we have to be able to be humble enough and recognize that there's no way that you can codify in the law a means to either salvation to eternity or codify in law a means to quote-unquote salvation of the body on earth. If people are not good, the law avails nothing. If man does not believe in grace, the law avails nothing.
That's right. And that's right. What the law prescribes is often which is often good. I mean, what the process, it's not just often, we could say it is good. The Ten Commandments are not suspended.
No.
Without a very firm grasp of divine mercy of God, keeping them can lead to pride in our own efforts. Duty and legalism rather than love is one characteristic of this approach. Another problem with the law, and Sarah many episodes ago said this very thing, we find that we can't even keep them perfectly. And so then we are led to despair. Luther, as in Martin Luther, is a prime example of a soul wanting to be holy. But he measured it by the law, and he fell into despair. He was, you know, his temperament was one of scrupulosity.
Right.
Living according to grace is the remedy for both pride and despair. And so he found a portion of that, but he went to sola fide. Right. We learn to love freely and give freely because that is how we experience God. This free gift of self love is a radical introduction by Christ. And using the terminology of Father Philippe, and Ratzinger is also going to use this term when it comes to the resurrection. Humanity is meant to evolve. With the resurrection of Christ, there was, he will say, a type of evolution with humanity. Because we become divinized like Christ. And it is not I who, and so sacred scripture, it is not I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
Right. Yeah, and I would just like to add, you know, as I was just thinking about this, you know, the law, God did not put the law on the earth. And this is just what I wrote down. The law is not to control the vicious, but rather to preserve the freedom of the virtuous. Right, so the law is what makes us free, right? You know, when we're told what we shouldn't do and what we should do, this is not to bind us or to control evil people, because evil people will do what evil people will do. The law will not contain them. We all know that. Like, you can put in as many gun control laws as you want, right? Look at Chicago. The law will never control the criminal, but the law is there to protect the free, to protect the virtuous, to keep them safe from restrictions on their own freedom, right? I mean, there's no, I can own a gun. And the Constitution has seen that it's prudent for me to have the right to codify that right in words, right? That they're only stating what is obvious, right? That I have the right to a gun. But when you try and control bad people by saying you can't have a gun, you're not controlling the vicious, because they will break the law. They have fundamentally zero respect for the law. And so when we're looking at the law of the Ten Commandments, God did not write them for the sinner. God wrote them for the saint. And the saint lives in freedom because he lives inside the law. And now he enjoys the total freedom, right? That is heaven, right? Because he had already lived the life of virtue that makes him want to be in heaven. The sinner does not want to be in heaven because he's never learned to live the virtue necessary to be there. So again, I would just say the law is not to control the vicious. It's to preserve the freedom of the virtuous.
That is excellent. All right, my friends, we'll pick up in the next episode. Till then, fides et ratio.